Ramblings of a Madman. Sometimes it makes sense, sometimes it doesn't, and sometimes it's absolutely insane. Let's get it started.
In the vast expanse of conflict, morality becomes a murky terrain where the lines between right and wrong blur amidst the chaos of battle. In the iconic narrative of Terminator, humanity finds itself in a desperate struggle against the relentless force of machines, while in the real-world drama of the Israel-Palestine conflict, Palestinians and Israelis clash over deeply contested land and identity. But who holds the moral high ground, and how do we determine what is right or wrong in the fog of war? The machines in Terminator, driven by a singular directive to eliminate humanity, seem to embody the epitome of evil. Yet their actions are dictated by programming rather than moral agency, raising questions about the nature of their culpability. Conversely, the humans fighting for survival against the machines are driven by a primal instinct for self-preservation, but also by a sense of moral duty to protect their fellow man. In the Israel-Palestine conflict, the morality of each side's actions is fiercely debated. While both Palestinians and Israelis laying claim to the mantle of righteousness, Palestinians facing the harsh realities of occupation and displacement see their resistance as just a struggle for freedom and self-determination. Israelis haunted by their specter of historical persecution and surrounded by hostile neighbors view their military actions as necessary for ensuring their survival and security. Where do these compelling moral frameworks originate? And who determines what is good or bad in war? In Terminator, the machines, morality is determined by their creators, reflecting the values and priorities of those who program them. Similarly, the Israel-Palestine conflict, the morality of each side's actions is shaped by a complex interplay of historical, cultural, and political factors with no clear arbiter of right or wrong. Ultimately, the question of who is right or wrong in war defies easy answers. As morality becomes a subjective and contingent concept shaped by the exigencies of conflict, what may be considered historic resistance to one side may be seen as a terrorist aggression to another, highlighting the inherent biases and complexities of human judgment. And then, perhaps the true measure of morality lies in the righteousness of our cause, in our capacity for empathy and understanding in the face of adversity. As we grapple with the moral ambiguities of war, let us remember the human cost of our actions and strive to find common ground amidst the discord. For it is only through dialogue, compassion, and commitment to shared humanity that we can hope to transcend the divisions that perpetuate conflict and strife.
Ramblings of a Madman, another successful episode. Done and done and done.